This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain's chief negotiator David Frost said Friday a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union could still be secured, despite a looming deadline and deadlock on key areas. Frost said, quote, "Some people are asking me why we are still talking," end quote, after his EU counterpart, Michel Barnier, said he was returning to London for face-to-face talks. Frost tweeted, quote, "My answer is that it's my job to do my utmost to see if the conditions for a deal exist. It is late, but a deal is still possible, and I will continue to talk until it's clear that it isn't," end quote. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki confirmed to German Chancellor Angela Merkel Poland's readiness to veto the new European Union budget, Polish state-run news agency PAP reported. He told Merkel Poland expects further work to find a solution that would guarantee the rights of all member states and respect treaty procedures, PAP reported. Germany has hit another grim milestone in the coronavirus pandemic, ticking above 1 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, AP Zaria Shakley reports.
The country's disease control center says that Germany's 16 states reported nearly 23,000 cases overnight for a total since the start of the outbreak of over a million cases. Despite the high number of infections, Germany has seen fewer deaths than many other European countries, with nearly 16,000, compared with more than 50,000 in Britain, Italy and France, for example. A rapid response to the initial outbreak, massive testing and a robust hospital system have been credited with helping keep the fatalities down. I'm Zaria Shakli.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. From Washington, via remote, this is VOA News. Russia will allow Hungarian doctors and medical experts to observe the manufacturing process for its Sputnik V vaccine against COVID-19, Hungarian foreign minister said Friday. The foreign minister told a joint news conference with Russia's health minister that this could accelerate the process of Hungarian health authorities making a ruling about potential use of the vaccine in Hungary. Philip Green's Arcadia, home to some of the biggest brands in British retail, said it was working on a number of options to secure its future after the COVID-19 pandemic hammered its business. Sky News reported it risked collapsing in days, threatening 15,000 jobs. In what could be the biggest British corporate collapse of the COVID-19 pandemic so far, Sky said Arcadia was preparing to appoint administrators from Deloitte as soon as Monday to handle the process. President Emmanuel Macron faces a major challenge to retain France's influence over resolving the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict, needing to take account of the large Armenian minority in his country and accused by Azerbaijan of bias. Macron has expressed discomfort over the Russia-brokered ceasefire this month that ended weeks of fighting between Azerbaijan and Armenia and allowed Baku to consolidate significant military gains. France is the co-chair of the Minsk group of countries that for almost three decades have sought agreement on the status of Nagorno-Karabakh, an Armenian-populated region of Azerbaijan, which broke away from Baku in a war as the USSR collapsed. Russia and the United States are the other two members of the group. Elsewhere, President Macron says he is, quote, very shocked by the images of a black music producer being beaten by police in Paris, a presidential official said Friday. As pressure grows over the incident, Macron held talks Thursday with the interior minister, calling for tough punishments for those involved in the beating of Michel Zecler last weekend, a government source said. Black Friday offers struggling stores a beacon of hope, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
This is typically the day when millions of shoppers get started on their holiday spending. But this year, the economy is tanking, and crowds are expected to be dramatically smaller as coronavirus cases spike and shoppers make more of their purchases online. But retailers are beefing up their safety protocols to reassure wary customers that they can do in-store shopping. For those who can't be reassured, stores are moving more of their doorbuster deals online and ramping up curbside pickup options. I'm Mike Hempen.
From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.